A jury has been seated. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In former President Trump's trial for allegedly making improper non-disclosure payments to an adult performer, seven additional jurors were seated this afternoon, but only after two who'd been seated Tuesday were removed.
For one of them, the DA's office brought forward an article showing a man with the same name had been arrested back in the 1990s for tearing down conservative political signs. That man was eventually let go. Another juror, a woman, came forward saying that she was worried that she would be identified, that friends and family had asked her if she was a juror, so she was let go for that reason.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. At least one alternate juror has been selected as well. A total of six are needed. New York City police say they arrested 108 people today for trespassing as they broke up a pro-Palestinian protest at Columbia University at the request of the university's president, who said protesters had broken a long list of rules. This student says the protests were scary.
You're walking by your fellow students. All of us recognize people who we go to class with every day who are calling for our genocide. They're all calling for us and our family members to be murdered.
Florida Senator Rick Scott says many colleges and universities aren't doing enough to prevent anti-Semitic activities. He wants to make that costly for them.
I have a bill that says that you want to continue to allow anti-Semitism to grow on your campus. You want to continue to let Jewish students be worried about their safety. You are not going to get any federal funding. We've got to do everything we can to help our Jewish community. We've got to do everything we can to help Israel right now.
The House voted 404 to 14 today to condemn Iran's attack on Israel last Saturday. All of the squad members voted against the resolution. Wall Street mixed after a bit of a roller coaster ride today, ended with the Dow closing 22 points higher, the Nasdaq dropping 81 points, the S&P 500 11 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has four foreign military aid packages up for consideration in the House.
One for Israel, one for Ukraine, one for Taiwan, and a combo bill to boost Ukraine and ban TikTok. The House would vote individually, then blend them for the Senate.
The reason for that, frankly, is that I'm concerned Israel may not pass through the Senate right now if it's not included in the package. And if we separate them, then none of our priorities will be reflected, I'm afraid.
Conservatives confronted Johnson on the House floor today in a tense conversation. They are livid there's no provision in the bill for the border. Johnson says that would blow up the bill. He needs Democrats to support the plan. Some progressives oppose the package because it helps Israel.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. At this hour, the United Nations Security Council is taking up a resolution that would grant full UN membership to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. could veto because this could lead to recognizing the Palestinian state even without a two-party negotiated treaty.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The death of a Memphis police officer last week was apparently the result of friendly fire.
The Shelby County District Attorney reveals Memphis police officer Joseph McKinney was likely killed by gunfire from a fellow officer during a shootout with two teenage suspects last week, noting an unnamed 17-year-old involved will not be charged with murder, but does face charges including attempted murder and assault. Both suspects were struck by gunfire. The 17-year-old is hospitalized, the 18-year-old killed, and two other officers injured. The Memphis Police Association says it was a result of the suspects' decisions to become violent that led to the exchange of gunfire, which led to the tragic loss of life. The DA says should a legal avenue open up for additional prosecution, they'll pursue it. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.